This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He's been on my show many times. Last time he was on the show was back around March. We're talking about PCT Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. And with us today, this guy is busier than a politician right before Election Day, Gary Grieco. He is the CEO and chairman and president of the company. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be on.
You know, I would assume that sales are still going very rampant. That being said, has the recent increase in sales, is that a continue flow still going on?
Yes. What has happened is something we anticipated, and that is that, yes, we had this big rush to sales, but now what is occurring is we are beginning to get another line of distributors. We've got three new ones, and we'll get another three or four signed up in the next 10 days. Each one of these distributors is already in business, and what they are doing is shifting from using the harsh chemicals to our product in their businesses. Plus the fact the healthcare side of it is grown to a point where the hospitals are now really applying this to more than just the rooms, the hospital rooms, and the operating theaters. They're doing a much more extensive, using the product much more extensively throughout the hospital, which is something they weren't doing before the pandemic hit.
Right, right.
So we see, although the initial, I guess, panic buying, you would see, is subsided, we'll be growing certainly this month and into the foreseeable future. We believe we're going to be growing at 30 to 40% month after month.
Well, let's change gears here just for a second. I want to talk to you about dilution and outstanding shares. There's been a lot of talk about that, a lot of people misinformed. Could you bring us up to speed where we're at on that?
Yes, I will. And I'm glad you brought that up because we get a lot of inquiries about it. All right, let's face the bad fact that what occurred before January of this year was bad because there was no value added. The only thing is it diluted things. Any shares now that are being issued are for growth, and on the equity side, the higher the stock gets, obviously, fewer shares are given. But to consider simply, oh, gee, you had 10 shares out, now you got 12, that's bad. If you got 10 shares out and you got 12, but those two, like that other 20% brought in enough money so that the next month your revenues grew from 10 cents to 14 cents and are going to continue to grow because of the investment we're making in equipment. And that's where it's going. We are in a position as a company on a cash flow basis. We are covering, quote unquote, the burn rate, what everybody refers to. So we finally have
right
free available cash flow. But that, by trying to grow by the cash flow side, would be a derelict of my responsibility to this company, because we could only grow a little bit at a time. We have to expand very rapidly. We see a need starting in July to start delivering at least 25 systems a month between healthcare and the big volume systems. Now, of those, we need, as a company, additional systems. We already announced that we are going to be going into Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're also going to expand Meeker, Oklahoma, and Florida. Well, those are going to take another 30 systems that we have to make and supply to them. But every one of them opens up markets that are, from a logistics point of view, very difficult to service. Fort Wayne is, you got Detroit, you got Indianapolis, and you're certainly within Chicago and St. Louis's marketing area. So these opens up millions of people that we can't really, really do an adequate job to out of Little River, South Carolina. It is certainly for rapid growth that we anticipate will continue on through this year and well into next.
Well, let's stay on that theme of rapid growth. Recently, you put out a press release about something about 600 hospitals in the UK. Where are we at, and what's the progress on that?
Well, all right. That we anticipate having to deliver. They're probably going to start with five systems, which is because they've got to ramp up. But we've got to deliver those in July. And then that'll probably go from 5 to 10, 20, 30. The national healthcare system, it's a little confusing because here we have hospitals that may have 10 hospitals, 20 hospitals under that one banner. They have 233 that are all under the national healthcare system. And of those 233 districts, there may be 10 hospitals in one, 20 hospitals in the other. They total in excess of 1,000 hospitals.
Right. Before I let you go, and we're starting to run out of time here a little bit, I want to get to my last two questions. One is, what about China? What's going on with that? There's been some talk.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors, and I'll tell you what we've done here. We, in fact, had signed an MOU, or were working on an MOU, and then signed it in early January. That required us to deliver systems to them. When the pandemic broke, we took that out of the equation because there was no way I was going to put China ahead of the United States. And then that still required us to deliver a couple of systems. What we have done is have tabled any discussions to late summer. I don't feel that we should be shipping any systems anywhere as long as we need them here in the United States.
Got it. I appreciate that. With all this growth, one of the hardest things a CEO has to do is to manage it. How are you going to manage this rapid growth? What's your game plan?
Well, what we've made when we made the announcement a while ago about having an arrangement in Fort Wayne, that is a facility that used to make the International Scout. It is a very, very large, under one roof plate. They've got a 12-inch water line coming in. They've got a substation on site. So power and water, which are limiting factors, they are here in Little River. We can grow probably about 40%, and that's it.
Wow.
We've outpaced our water, and we've outpaced the ability to get enough power to do that. So what we're going to, that future growth will be sort of like this. The Little River facility will be strictly R&D and specialty orders on equipment. We're going to shift all the manufacturing to Fort Wayne, which, by the way, they already have built the hospital carts and the generators for the hospital were done there. That company does all the design work in the carts and in the systems. We've now made an arrangement with that company that is beneficial to both of us. It'll lower our costs, and we've gained the employment of Joe Tipman, who is a design engineer. So as we're entering into the two different phases, both for the hospital equipment and for the big systems, those are all being designed and upgraded. We're adding some things that weren't certainly included in the other ones. It's just a smart move on our part. Otherwise, we'd be scattered all over the place here. Everything will be done in one place.
Got it.
And I say then expanding the depot in Florida and in Oklahoma simply will be to make fluids. You know, even out of Fort Wayne, on the oil and gas side and the cannabis side, the big market is, you know, Colorado, and then you got Oklahoma and Texas, parts of New Mexico and parts of Kansas, and Louisiana, which will be the marketing for fluids for the oil and gas. And those are big numbers, and the idea of transporting thousands of gallons of fluid it doesn't make any economic sense. And what it's doing is benefiting us and benefiting the purchaser because it's still water. When I say that, obviously it's become a biocide, but the weight is still like water. And it's when you're putting truckloads of this stuff out, the trucking bills become enormous. So it's a lot easier to ship something out of Oklahoma to North Texas, the transportation costs might be 20% of what they are from here.
Gary, you brought a lot of value to your stockholders since you've taken the reins back over as the CEO of the company. I give you the last 20 seconds. What do you want them to take away from this interview today?
Well, again, that our major problems are behind us. We're on a rapid growth path. We see tremendous expansion, not only occurring in the healthcare side, but now beginning to blossom in the oil and gas and cannabis side.
My guest today has been Gary Grieco. He is the CEO, Chairman, and President of PCT Limited. They trade on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is PCTL, trading around 6 cents a share. Take a look at them. Great company, great CEO. Gary, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there, and I appreciate for your time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.